Wow. Like, wow. That's all I can say. I mean, we knew the Democrats were in trouble. For sure, we knew that. We knew that Joe Biden was in trouble. The American people only have so much tolerance for effectively a kind of malpractice that has been going on with our economy. It's really catching up to Biden and, of course, to the Democrat Party. But nonetheless, this still is pretty amazing because his approval rating is as low as you can go. I mean, absolutely as low as you can go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. So good to have you here. A quick reminder, if you have not already, do make sure that you subscribe to this show on Apple iTunes. I'm also over on Spotify and on Pandora. So do me the favor of subscribing there too. It's great to have you here. If you're watching the channel on YouTube or on Rumble, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, it's legacypminvestments.com for more. We'll talk about gold some more in a little bit because you know I got to get to inflation. But before we do, this is what I want to share with you because amazingly, and this is per Gallup, no president elected to his first term has ever had a lower six-quarter average than Joe Biden. And Jimmy Carter, Donald Trump, their ratings, they were actually better, only slightly better, but nonetheless better. So, wow. I mean, how did he screw this up so badly? He had quite a honeymoon coming in, but it was very short-lived. And that was in part because of the chaotic and tragic withdrawal from Afghanistan. And then, of course, because of border challenges and then inflation. Inflation at a 41-year high with no signs of stopping. And now we have a possible recession. I say possible because, you know, the White House is going to debate you on this one. But hey, I'm just going by the definition, the classic Econ 101 definition, two consecutive quarters of negative growth for the economy equals a recession. And thus all these things combined, I think, have people just sort of washing their hands of him. Hence these tremendously low numbers. And the interesting thing is it's going to matter for Democrats as we head into the fall. We now have a new projection. This is out of CBS News. It's their battleground tracker data. They're projecting 230 House seats for Republicans compared to 205 for Democrats. So this is what they're projecting. You know, at present, the Democrats have a slight advantage. So that's a big deal. If Republicans were to retake the House, right, then Nancy Pelosi, well, she'd be done. She'd be over, you know, at least her being in charge would be over, which would be pretty significant. And don't forget, when you think about midterms anyway, midterm elections traditionally make it very challenging for whoever the sort of incumbent in the presidential office party is, only because I think it's that opportunity for Americans to say, whoa, wait a second, the pendulum just swung way too far. And consequently, they're going to face some real difficulties. When it comes to the Senate right now, I just want to share with you, Real Clear Politics is looking at predictions of 47 Republican U.S. senators, 46 Democrat senators, 7 are marked a toss-up. There's been some concern, for example, about Pennsylvania and whether or not Dr. Oz will be able to deliver the Republican Party for Pennsylvania. And so with all this in mind, I think that we can interpret it at present, at least as being a situation where the Democrats will likely lose control of the House, but the Senate, it's still going to be a toughie. You know, what stuns me the most, however, is the reality that Biden has sunk so far. The fact that his Gallup numbers are just really, really dismal. And I'm not entirely surprised by it, but I am still struck by it. I'm going to get to the reasons behind it in just a quick second, but I do want to give a shout out to our wonderful sponsors, Legacy Precious Metals. There's never better time. It really, I'm kind of like a, you know, broken record on this because I'm just a believer in having a small portion of your portfolio in something really stable like gold, small portion. It's part of your diversification strategy. Anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to Legacy Precious Metals because they can help you do this. Whether you want to buy a gold-backed IRA, which can help you with some of the inflation challenges and also help you in terms of hedging the wild swings in the market, that's one way to go. Or whether you want to buy the physical stuff, the actual gold, you can call my friends over there. 1-866-589-0560 is their number. I'll give it to you again. 1-866-589-0560. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Rumble or on Facebook and you see the video, you see the number there at the bottom of the screen. I will also include it in the show notes. But again, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. They are the company that I trust when it comes to investing in things like gold and silver. And that's important right now in light of the economic challenges. Okay, so this is fascinating. He is doing so poorly. And the reason I suspect is because, look, people didn't sign up for this. They thought, okay, we'll get rid of the drama, right? Like a lot of independents felt very strongly that they just wanted no more drama in the White House. And thus they voted for Joe Biden without real thought in terms of what would it mean for our policy and whether or not he really had the leadership chops to be able to accomplish what needs to be done there in the Oval Office. So I don't think that people were entirely aware in some ways of what they might be getting, but they thought, hey, you know, how bad can it be? Right? Because we had been doing pretty well economically. Actually, we were doing the best that we ever had. We were seeing a peaceful situation as well on the international front. And while we had challenges, which have continued to be augmented, certainly at the border, we kind of were on, you know, cruise control in a way. And now the cruise control is over. And they're saying, wait, what's different? How did this happen? This was supposed to be the guy that wasn't offensive to anybody, but certainly wasn't going to really screw things up. And I think there's an opinion out there in America, certainly judging by these poll numbers, that he really did screw things up. And so consequently, there's no faith. And he didn't have the base to begin with, right? He didn't have that sort of uber aggressive base that, say, a Bernie Sanders might have had, where you know, the socialists want to take over the country. He didn't have that. So for the base, he's not left enough. And for those in the middle, he's out there in left field in a way that makes him feel rather disengaged from the day-to-day activity that needs to happen to run the country. And so I think there's a belief and a feeling that he's just not up to the job. So what do the Democrats do come 2024? I mean, can they run him again? I don't think they can. I mean, I think that they will see a repeat of the Carter situation if they decide to run Joe Biden again. But where do they go? I mean, how do you not run Kamala Harris as a Democrat? This is the sticky thing for them, because there will be a lot of people that say, hey, you know, you're overlooking minorities, you're overlooking women. This isn't fair. And so they're going to create a big, big storm over that. And who else? I mean, who else have they got? I've said before, I think Gavin Newsom could be someone that they would look to. I think he'll have a tough time on the national stage, only because he's from a way out there in California and has a track record that will not necessarily be to his benefit. But again, who've they got? I mean, this is not a very deep bench in terms of the Republicans. Look, if Donald Trump decides to run, I think that it's going to be challenging and difficult to beat him. DeSantis might have a shot, but why would DeSantis do that? He's young enough, right? Like, he's a young guy. So one would think he'd say, okay, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to keep this base right here in my corner, and I'll try again in another 4 years. You do have Pence, who's got other challenges, but nonetheless is already seemingly, you know, carving out some elbow room for himself. I do think that the Republicans have a richer field. It just comes down to whether or not Donald Trump is really going to run. And that's sort of the wild card that changes everything. You know, a lot of people say it's happening. And then the other reality is, you know, hey, you know, the guy's getting up there. Sometimes you just want to enjoy your life, right? I understand that too. So I am hesitant to say whether or not this is going to be something he really, we'll find out. I mean, I think that if he does run, we'll find out relatively soon. There's certainly a lot of cards stacked against him, even in terms of the media. We're already seeing evidence of that. Certainly in terms of the social media menu that he might have available to him. Twitter, not in the cards. I don't know where he is on Facebook, but all of these things would be perceived as challenges, yet ultimately, it's just going to come down to whether or not he is willing to run. And if he does, it's likely that the nomination is his. So we could be looking at a repeat election. I mean, heck, you know what? How could I have forgotten about Hillary? Hillary Clinton, who is being talked about in back rooms as a potential contender again. I mean, that would just be absolutely wild, right? Can you imagine having a repeat of 2016 in 2024? I don't even want to go there just yet, but you get the picture. I mean, look, I think it's going to be an exciting field. I think that Americans recognize the importance of policy right now, as they should. It's critical. It really is. And it is so good to have all of you here. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't subscribed to the program, do make sure that you do that right now on the video version and on the full audio, which is available to you on Apple and Spotify and Pandora and Amazon as well. You know, a lot of different places. Just make sure that you are subscribed. It's really important. And make sure that you share this and tell your friends. We got a very interesting time ahead. Thanks so much.